Who started this?
He did. Oh,
turd. Man walks into his son's rooms and his son's in the corner jacking off, and he goes, son, you need to stop that or you're going to go blind. The little boy says, Dad, I'm over here.
Oh, my God.
It's such an old dumb joke,
so
man.
Stupid, dude. I heard that again. He still gets a kick out of it.
He can't help himself.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Back in Our Day podcast, a show where myself, your host, and three of my lovely co-hosts get together weekly to gather around this nostalgic campfire and share some hilarious and crazy stories about growing up here in Texas during the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. Today, we have another guest, a familiar guest, back with us today, Old Man. So we're going to have three millennials, one Gen Xer, and one boomer. We'll go around the table just one more time for our new listeners. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about some life advice. If you're young, you're a Zoomer, or you're younger and you're tuned in, you might learn a thing or two from all of our fuck-ups and mistakes. All right. Let's go around the table. Duck, Duck, Goose, introduce yourself. You're born, your name. Let's get into it.
Hey, everyone. I'm C. I was born in 1987.
Hello, I'm PT. I was born in 1975.
Hello, I'm Bubbles, and I was born in 1982.
I'm the old man, and I was born in 1856.
Oh, wow. That is not a boomer. Well,
did you know the dude from your left soul?
I'm as old as dirt.
Let me guess, you signed the Declaration of Independence, too?
Yeah, and I fought at the Alamo.
Wow. What about when God said, let there be light, you turn on the switch? Yeah.
1956.
Oh, my bad. I've got one of this CRT thing going on here.
That's okay. Hey, I was going to ask this weekend if you would be available, because there's some nursing homes I wanted to kind of tour with you. All right, and I'm your host, D, born 1984. Who wants to kick off this episode? Some life advice, some mistakes, lessons learned. Let's hear it.
All right. I mean, I have many, but mainly the most important one, I think I would have, like, not stressed so much. Like, I spent a lot of years stressing on stuff like bills and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I wasn't living in the moment. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I let life pass me by. Like, I woke up one day, I was 48, and it's like, you know what I mean? Like, I stress about a lot of stuff I shouldn't have. And
like, what'd you do, right?
I know exactly what you mean.
Like,
yeah,
you know,
me too.
There's a lot of things I wish I would have just let go and not stress so much. Maybe not had so many fights with people and not let people get on my nerves so much. Maybe just been a little more patient.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably like the main one.
Yeah, I feel like the stress one is almost like it's very easy for us to almost live in our heads,
yeah,
about all the what ifs, yeah, and the tomorrows that never even happen, but yeah, you waste your real life, yeah, your real time worrying about it or stressing out over, yeah, it, and it ends up never even being
happens. Yeah. Yeah.
And then I got better with it when her and I got together, because she's like, well, you can't change anything. Like, why stress? Everything works out in the end. And it's true. It's like you can't live with faith if you don't have faith. Like,
100%.
You can't, you know what I mean?
Yep.
You just got to give faith in, like, the universe or whatever you believe in. You know, it's going to all work out at the end. And it usually does. I mean, you basically just stress for nothing. And mm-hmm, now, yeah, that I'm older, and it's like, I don't have any serious health problems, but every once in a while, you know, my stress gets pretty crazy.
It can manifest, yeah, physically a,
oh,
lot,
yeah, man,
big,
yeah,
time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, when, yeah, you're stressed out, your, yeah, body goes,
dude,
through,
dude, I get heartburn changes. I start getting heartburn. And,
yeah,
and then I recently, I just learned, like, fuck, if I just chill out, bro, I don't get heartburn as,
yeah,
much as I used to, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do you do any, like, breathing,
yeah,
stuff?
Breathing,
to kinda,
yeah, yeah. I just
I heard, like, that helps. You drinking, like, I think it's green tea.
Yeah, green tea's pretty good for that.
Like, and little, like, stuff to kind of help,
yeah,
reduce
and then
that.
I drink, like, my alkaline water, and it's just makes it better. But yeah, I mean, or I'll just, like, go find a space and just chill for like 10 minutes. Or I actually go outside with the dogs.
Yeah. Yeah,
just
man.
Sit there.
That's
relax.
What I do too, actually. Most of the days after work, I go outside and I
decompress.
Sit, you know, with the, yep, I,
yeah,
sit with the dogs.
That's what I do.
Sometimes I read or just, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's nice. It's nice,
yeah,
to be able,
yeah,
to do
your
that.
Space is nice out there. I'm gonna, mm-hmm, yeah, we got to build something like that. But yeah, that's what I do. But yeah, that's me.
Like,
mess. I mean, I got a lot more other things that'll come up. But yeah, I'll kick
that's
it
a good
off.
One.
I
all
think that's important, because a lot of, like, you can't control a lot of what happens, but you can control, like, the how you react to
exactly.
It
exactly that's
so,
what I've learned too. It took me fucking, yeah, forever, dude. Like, don't worry about shit you can't control.
Yeah,
like, if,
yeah,
you can't control it, if it's not, like, within your little universe, mm-hmm, then fuck it, dude. You can't,
yeah,
why even waste time on it? That's what I tell my good friend Eddie, one of my best friends. Like, don't stress, bro. Like, if you can't control it, don't even worry about it. So
yeah, yeah. It is I would say it is easier said than done.
Yeah, it
takes a lot of work,
yeah,
to,
right,
get there,
right?
But once you do, it's just this weight off your shoulders.
Yeah, you feel different. It's like your energy changes. You feel different energy around you and stuff. And
I notice it with not all, but a lot of older people seem to also have that kind of lesson learned. Yeah. Like, I don't really see a whole lot of older generation stressed out.
Yeah.
But I would say I feel like I'm noticing it more with boomers in the sense of the social security. Because again, this is like they're cashing out, right? It's time for them to start retiring. Yeah. And there's a lot that can't. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that would be super stressful if you're kind of faced with that. What's your take? Because you're pretty much set.
Well, what you're saying is true. It's a mixture. Some of us are stressed because they live from that social security check to social security check because they didn't plan ahead. Right. And then some of us are financially set where really you don't stress it at all. And like PT said, you can't, what you can't control, don't stress out about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's tough. I think money is probably the biggest stressor for most people.
It's a big stressor between married couples.
Absolutely.
That causes
a lot of problems.
It's the most stressful, but it's the most insignificant if you think about it. Like,
exactly.
That's the irony.
You know what I mean? Right? That's the irony. Like, at the end, it's the ain't worth shit. Like, So you just got to get used to, like, you know, like sometimes, you know, I mean, you know, sometimes we're good, sometimes we're not, but we just change our spending habits. Sometimes we don't spoil ourselves or the kids as much as we'd like to or as much as we can, but, you know, it's just. And it's like you want to live good, you got to work hard. That's why, you know,
what sucks like the most jobs. Is when you're younger, you're raising a family, you don't have the extra income to do a lot of stuff, to do vacations, to have the nice car. Mm-hmm. And when you're older, you have the income, but you don't have the health because you need to take care of yourself.
Or the time, because you're,
So it's kind of fucked up that way where I've got the money to do what I want to do, but I don't have the health to do what I want to do.
But that's what we can go back to conspiracy. That's the way they built the system. That's why they designed it. So you work your whole fucking life, retire at 68, 65, and then you live, what, a good 10 years? Bullshit. That's why now it's kind of like it's bittersweet because not like the boomers or like the younger people, you know, they're learning that. And like our kids, it's like, I don't want that. It's hard to preach that 9-to-5 job to them because we always preach like, you know what, just make a fucking living. That's what I started telling my kids, you know.
Like you can make it a living. You can make it work in a non-traditional way. The 9-to-5 the 9-to-5 worked when everything was closed on the weekends.
Yeah.
And everyone was, you know, 5 p.m. Now you got 24/7 everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think that's a big societal change.
But it's hard working 9-to-5 because after a while you feel like you're on like a hamster wheel and it just never ends.
It's never ending. It's like you're 9-to-5 and then you leave to go work the other job, the business, and then it's like you get home, you're tired, you go to bed at 12 or 1, wake up at 6, do it all over
again. It
becomes meaningless. Like it's just never ending cycle.
Yeah. I was telling my coworker the other day that it feels like I never left, you know? Like weren't we just here? Right?
That's how I feel when I work from home. I work from home and I feel like that. So you know what? I've decided that fuck it, I'm just gonna make a OnlyFans and be a dirty boy.
That's what I like to hear. Send me your at and then
You said you're gonna be what? If you were a chick, what'd you say in the last
cucumber last queen?
Yeah, I'd be the cucumber queen with the
There
fucking,
you go.
So you should be a cucumber king.
No, I'm good with that. I mean, I'll show you my mini cucumber, but I'm not gonna put no cucumber anywhere else.
Wait,
are you gonna play hide the pickle hill, bro? I don't know.
Hide the sausage. So this is, I want to take a step back because I also think it's a very American, or I would even say Western thing.
Yep.
And each culture is different. So I remember, because if you look at the Japanese, for example, and again, not all of them, they work themselves to the bone. They have a crazy work ethic and it's almost extremist in its way, in the sense of it. But then you have I can't remember if it was Ferrari or one of these car makers, exotics, and they basically start their day at like 10 a.m. Yeah. They all get there. They have this, you know, their breakfast, and then they work for a few hours and they like take a nap and they have like a long break and then they come back and they work later till like 7 or 8 p.m. But their day is so it's spread out much
and
less
you're
stressed.
Able to do other. Yeah. And that's what like other countries do that. Like the UK, like that's why they call it holiday. Dude,
holiday. Yeah.
Because they're fucking off all the time. They don't work like.
Right.
8 to 10 hours a day for
or 5 days a week.
No, dude, they work like 3 to 4 days. And now they're even like realizing they're doing studies like the 4x10 week,
yeah,
to give you time. You know, I mean, dude, it's hard balance. 4x10. Yeah,
I mean, it really should be like a 4x7. Like you should. I don't. What pissed me off about working full time, it was always you either have a 30-minute lunch or an hour lunch, but regardless, the time to get to work, work your shift, come home. Yeah, it's not just 8 hours. Yeah, it's like 12.
Yeah.
Like, bro.
Yeah. And now with staying at home, it's a lot of companies. That's what we're talking about today in one of our meetings at work. Like one of the big shits was talking about it. Like, spending more time with family, dude. Like, you know, mm-hmm. more companies are realizing that like mm-hmm. working at home is beneficial because it's less resources they have to provide.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and it gives us more time. I mean, it's cool being at home. So, you know,
yeah.
Like during the holidays or when it's slow, you know, you can take a little longer, just work later in the day. I do that a lot. Like, you know, our boss is pretty lean and we're like, if you got to go do something for a couple hours, don't put the time in, just go do it and then work them later.
Right.
So he's pretty flexible. So I love my boss. Shout out to my boss. Yeah.
Even something as simple as like going and throwing a load of laundry in.
Yeah.
You know, like that. In between.
Yeah. Cleaning.
Yeah. Between. You can knock out a little chore here or there.
Yeah. So it's beneficial, but yeah.
Yeah. When we were kind of brought up this topic, like one of the things I was thinking about is, honestly, just not giving a fuck about what other people think.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because another dude, beer, I spent
it's
so
hard not to, though.
It is,
it
but
is hard.
Yeah,
but
yeah, I spent so much of my life caring about what everybody. Yeah, what are they going to think about me? Am I cool enough? Am I this? Am I that? Now I literally do not give a fuck, and I think that's like part of being, a quote unquote influencer. Because like, dude, people will talk shit and say some crazy stuff, and like you have to have thick skin when you put yourself out there. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, like they don't live my life. Like they don't.
Yeah,
they don't know what goes on behind.
That's why I tell the kids, like, hey, they don't like.
You only see what I let you see.
Yeah, I have a friend that says, if you're not fucking me, financing me, or feeding me, I don't give a fuck what you say. And think about that. Like, I mean, it's fucking vulgar, but think about it. You're not feeding me.
Yeah.
You're not financing me. You're not fucking me. So why do you? You know, why should I worry about what you think?
Your opinion has
zero
weight to it.
Vale verga, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck that, yeah. It's hard, but yeah, it is, and that's another thing. Yeah, like growing up, you're always, especially in school. Like,
in school,
oh my
man.
God, what are they going to think? What is this girl? Man, I wish I could go back. I probably would have banged more bitches back then.
Well, like we talked about in the last episode, there's some truth to that because I was always so worried about, this is the best I could do with one of the girls that I was dating. And I was just like obsessive, and like, this is like, if I lose her, this is it. I'm never gonna do better. Like, and then I had all these chicks tell me later, like, I had a crush on you. I liked you. I'm like, what, dude? Come on.
I loved your mohawk.
So that's another thing, right? It's like
the green mohawk. Yeah. I loved it.
Being paralyzed with the fear of rejection. Yeah.
Or like the kids
just
say,
get in there, dude.
Not taking your shot. That's what they
shoot
say.
Your shot,
shoot your shot.
That's it, man. Get hit him up with that riz. Work on your riz.
I think it's better to take your shot
and miss.
Then never have taken your shot because then you would have never known.
Ooh,
and
what's that quote?
I started that in my 20s.
Turn into like regret.
Yeah.
You know, and not realize it.
Yeah. The quote is, you miss 100% of the shots you never take.
Okay.
Damn. Yeah. Who said that? Michael Jordan? Someone said that.
I think it was who invented the telephone? Graham Bell?
Graham Bell?
Yeah, that guy. No,
well,
I don't know who said it.
Italian dude, but go for it. I got ripped off.
Tesla.
Well, that's what they taught in school. So
let me look it up on wish.com.
That's on our coming soon podcast.
Yeah.
Conspiracy Mafia.
So I do like quotes. So I have a quote that I thought was pretty useful. If I take care of my character, my reputation will take care of itself. I feel like it's really applicable, especially like when you're in school, you know, like they can spread rumors or somebody can say something, but if they know like, hey, like I know that's not true.
That's not,
like,
people
that's
know
not
you,
hurt.
It's not possible. It's not true. Yeah.
Yeah. So they won't believe it. So.
Yeah. No, that is true. Yeah. Cause if I go talk about you to someone that knows you, they're going to be like, fuck this guy. Yeah. And a real friend would stick up for you.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Like they say, like if someone talks shit about you and your friend doesn't speak up for you, they ain't a friend.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
They got no guts.
Yeah, yep. It's like what the fuck you say about PT? It may be true, but why are you talking about him?
I think like another thing too was, I went through a period, and it cost me a couple friendships. I went through this period where I was working at a credit union, and at the time, it was good money. Like I was making compared to like people my age. And I remember I had bought a brand new Chevy Impala. This is when they had just changed the model,
the style
of it.
Nice.
And what was crazy is, even though I was like spending all my money on this car payment, I had a nicer car than the branch manager.
Was it a Super Sport?
No, I wanted the SS. Okay. They didn't even have them available. It was just the LT or the LS.
Oh, yeah, they released those, and then they released the Super Sports later, yeah. I think. Yeah,
it had just come out. There weren't even any on the road. I had like one of the few in town.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, it was legit. I know. It was badass. And then what happened?
We wrecked it.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Dude, you know what? We'll come back to this. Go ahead and tell the story. What happened?
Yeah, what happened? I'm curious.
How old was my car? Brand new, like 2 weeks? Maybe?
So D had this real nice car, and the wife and me, we were going to go to Port Aransas and Corpus and go fishing. So we said, hey, let's borrow your car. Oh, and we did. And on the way, we stopped at an academy.
Oh, damn.
We went inside to get some fishing stuff. And when we came out, there was this big dent in the back bumper. There was a note on the windshield, sorry, hit your car. But it was a bullshit note. It was all bullshit name and phone number and everything.
Yeah.
So we come back from our fishing trip, and we told D, sorry about your car, D.
So let me give him my perspective. So I'm there chilling, and they're like, they come home. Hey, how was the trip? You know, how'd it go? Have a seat. And I remember my mom telling me, like, so we had parked. They tell me the story. We parked at Academy. They parked all the way in the back of the parking lot to make sure it didn't get messed with. And
I like how they point that out.
Yeah,
they didn't make sure to say it.
Yeah. You know? Which I believe. Yeah. And then they're like, but
actually,
someone
we were in the front row, but
we like
how it comes out. Damn.
Everything comes out later.
Yeah. So anyways, someone hit your car, and I just laughed because I'm like, okay, haha, nice prank. And they're like, no, like, really? And I'm like, no. And I open the door, walk out, look in the driveway. Fuck, are you shitting me? I'm never letting you borrow anything again. Like, I give you one fucking.
Oh, I wish I could have seen it.
Broke my heart. And the thing that really sucked about it is, because the car was so new, they couldn't even fix it. There was no extra bumpers. They're all being used on the assembly line for new cars. So, like, how long did we have to wait?
It was months.
That shit to get fixed.
Is that what happened, or do you want to change your story? It's your last chance.
Yeah, final answer?
No.
It's a true story.
Okay, so anyways, going back to the whole car thing. So I was driving this nice new car, better than the branch manager, and I was wearing suits, and I was, like, you know, playing the whole role. I was like Wolf of Wall Street in my mind. And so the thing is it got to my head, because I was like making decent money, and I started just being an absolute just asshole. All about materialism, all about how I looked, and like,
not you,
dude. Yes. And
you did that shit when you were two.
Yeah. I was like, when you started.
So anyways, I'm still a work in progress.
This must have been an extreme version.
Y'all are fucked up.
You've gotten worse, man. One adult meal.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So for the listeners that are still with us, there's all these mirrors in our house. Like, everywhere you turn, there's a mirror. No,
there's not.
So, but it actually got to the point where even my good friends that I grew up with were like, yo, you're kind of like being a dick, man. And they stopped talking to me.
For real?
Yeah, they cut me off. Because I would just
be a dick.
I'd just be an asshole, man. Like, I was all about,
dude.
Yeah,
you're
like,
nice, bro. You're
yeah.
So nice.
Dude, I remember my buddy, I would get pissed because he would put fingerprints on the side of the door sill. And I had a polishing cloth with me, and I'm like, bro, what the fuck? And I would polish
your
it
ass
out.
You're my friend.
Yeah,
bro.
Dude.
I'd pop you twice in the head and throw you in your trunk.
You know, but the thing was, because I was very proud of like what I had worked for and obtained, but at the same time, like, it's just stuff. And like,
and now you realize
now I don't give a shit. Yeah. Like, you know, I care, but I don't care so much that I'm like an
degrading other people,
right? Or think I'm better than someone.
Yeah.
And it was funny because I feel like I see that so much in the current generation, Zoomers, and it's almost like they're all about making money, hustle this, fuck everybody else, I'll do whatever it takes. And it's like, the love of money is the root of all evil.
Yeah,
sure.
Yes. Like, and you will do some really bad shit for it, like
cucumber stuff.
Yeah, dude. So that's kind of been my biggest, like, well, not biggest, but a really big lesson that I learned was to stop kind of chasing it and thinking, because there's always someone that's got more
and
better and newer, and there's always someone poorer. Like, so just be thankful for like,
thankful for what you have, what you work for.
For all your blessings, man. Yeah.
But you know, when you get towards the end of life and you look back on what should I have done different or decisions you made, damn it, I should have drank more beer, smoked more pot, and nailed more.
And never trust a fart.
So you're so you're one of those like live fast, die young kind of mentalities. Yeah, yeah. Never
seriously,
trust a fart.
Take better care of your health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, take better care.
Because that's what it's really all about. You can have a retirement and you're healthy and you're doing shit, or you can have a sucky retirement where you're sick all the time and you don't.
In a scooter.
You can't enjoy, really enjoy it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been.
You can't have three bitches in the bed with you.
It's really. Yeah,
two's the limit.
It's really crazy.
Because that's a threesome.
It's really crazy to think that you work so hard and then can't even enjoy it. That's why, I mean, that's
the way the system's set up, though, man. That's how they designed it, so we could just work all our lives and then just retire 10 years and then die.
Just release the AI so we can all just be like in, what's the movie, WALL-E? I want to be one of the fat dudes in WALL-E where I can't even move my limbs.
Everything's done for
me. Everything's done for me. I just chill and eat and play video games.
WALL-E.
Let's just reset it all. I hate that movie.
Yeah. I'll get that. Yeah, you know what you're getting for Christmas now?
Nah, fuck that. Yeah. I'll set it on fire in your front yard.
You don't like WALL-E?
Hell no.
Really?
Do you like any Pixar films? Toy Story?
I love Toy Story. Okay. Even though it's Even though Tom Hanks is a pederast, but whatever. That's in our other conspiracy show.
Coming soon. Let's take a step into that. What do you think of the whole Russell Brand thing that's going on, current events? You think it's bullshit, or you think there's some truth there?
Dude, I don't keep up with current events, so I don't.
Okay,
I don't watch the news. What happened?
Who
the fuck is Russell Brand?
Suppose he's an actor that he got real big on YouTube.
Oh yeah, they're coming after him, dude.
There's all these sexual assault claims.
Yeah, nah, dude. It's all.
But here's the thing, because when he made his little statement saying like I was very promiscuous back in the day, I think like. Yeah, you probably did some shit you shouldn't have.
But who doesn't, dude? Like,
that's
like
what I'm saying.
Famous
people,
they all cover each other's ass until they don't need you anymore.
Until they don't need you. And then it's all like you're out there, and it's probably, I think it's like everything, right? It's probably not as bad as they make it, and he's probably not squeaky clean either. So I think it's somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, because it's weird how like fame and all that changes people. Like Joe Rogan, I was listening to one of his podcasts. I never do because he's a chill dude. He's a chill dude, but
like CIA agent.
Yeah, so they were talking about like Bigfoot and this and that, and he makes his ignorant statement of like, because he spent a lot of time, like he was a big UFO guy, and all of a sudden he didn't believe. Now he's like, oh, it's all bullshit, whatever. So they were talking about Bigfoot. He had that comedian, Rife. What's that guy's name? That comedian, like that young guy. Oh, what's his name? Matt Rife?
I don't know.
Riff, something like that?
I don't remember.
I don't know. Anyway, they were on there talking about Bigfoot because he's into like cryptid and stuff like that. So they're talking about Bigfoot, and Joe Rogan made this stupid, idiotic comment like, it's weird because you never see hunters report seeing Bigfoot. I'm like, dude, fucking 78% of the fucking reports are from hunters, you idiot. Like, he would know that if he would, if he's like, they're in the woods the most, and there's never been a report of a hunter doing it. I'm like, dude, like, it's just crazy, dude. Like,
I'm Sasquatch.
Yeah, like, fame changes people, and.
It does, man. I think you
money
get.
Money and.
Yeah. You get to a point where, like, bro, you can't stay that famous.
Yeah.
Unless you're compromised.
Yeah, exactly. They sell all, like, look at that.
Or you're going to die.
Yeah. It's crazy, but yeah.
You can't have that much power.
Yeah, because all his friends are like conspiracy nuts, dude. Like Eddie Bravo was like his best friend.
Up,
dude. He's the best, dude.
He cracks me up.
Dude, that dude's an assassin, bro. He's like a killer, bro. And he's like a big flat earther. And like that's why Joe Rogan don't have him on the podcast already, because he goes off.
I like when he would say stuff, and Joe Rogan would always be like,
Eddie,
you can't just say shit like
Eddie.
That. You gotta back it up.
You can't just say it. You need proof. Like, why? We don't have proof of other shit. You know, everything that science represents they're all theories.
They're all theories.
It's never been proven.
Mm, it's just a theory.
So it's like, it's okay, you know? Like, it's
you
okay.
You can't just say shit like that on my show, Eddie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hilarious.
It gets all crazy, yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
So if I could tell myself, my younger self,
I think it would be like, don't follow your friend's footsteps. Mm. Like, be your own person.
Don't be a follower.
Yeah, don't be a follower.
Lead your own path.
Because I think, in a sense, like, I sometimes regret not doing, like, sports or being more involved in high school, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah, because you weren't in any of the, extracurricular stuff,
mm-mm,
really.
Mm-mm. I wasn't a band nerd.
Yeah. So what makes you feel that way, though?
No, I mean, just, like,
Just you feel like you missed out on experiences, or?
Not necessarily. I don't know. It's just, like, maybe my life would have been different if right. I did something in high school, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Was there, like, a distinct point in time where you kind of feel like maybe with your friends where, like, y'all broke off, like, into your own path and then you kind of did your
own
thing?
Well, yeah, because when you graduate from high school and you're like, well, what do I do now? Right. You know, because mm-hmm. your friends are going off to college and,
yeah, you built your world around your friends. And it's like they're gone now. Like, what do you do now?
Right. Yeah.
You're kind of,
and then
like
you're
stuck,
trying to find yourself. And
yeah, when you're a follower and they were the leader. Yeah, and you just follow them and then you're like, fuck, what do I do now? Yeah.
That is probably the most, like, senior year to college level years is, I think, where you grow the most as far as discovering yourself. Mm-hmm. And, like,
oh, yeah, 18 to 20. Yeah,
yeah, 18 to 17 to 22. That,
yeah, you start, yeah, figuring
you
out.
You go through, you make all your mistakes and, you know, hopefully learn from them. But it's like, that's where, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because after I graduated from high school, I didn't go straight into college because I didn't know what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it wasn't until, like, a couple years where I decided, like, to do culinary.
Right.
And then, like, even they now, go. Like...
Yeah, yeah. So good.
Even now, good, like, I wish I would have stayed with it, even though I got married and had my kids.
Yeah, you could should have continued.
But at the time, like, it was my ex-husband or my husband at the time, like,
that was your priority,
didn't really, like...
Support you.
Right, support me or made me, like... Encouraged me to go back to school, to get my degree or whatever. Yeah, you know?
Shit, I would have been, because you cook badass now. Imagine if you had gone all the way.
You know what? Here's the thing though. Like, I would say it's never too late to go back.
Oh yeah, right. you can go back.
I remember in undergrad. I don't know if you were in my. It was one of the core classes, probably, I think, organic chem maybe or something. But there was like a 50-some-year-old person in my class.
Oh, yeah, a lot of
class,
people go
you know?
Back,
yeah. And it was just cool to see. I'm like, dang. Like,
yeah. Actually, yeah, never I did too have late. A lot of my classes in college. There was always one
like
older person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Person.
It's badass.
And it's good. And it's good, like, because I don't believe in like that. Like, I mean, I'm 48, but I'm lucky I made a career in what I self-taught myself, right? But like other people, like, when they decide to do it, yeah, it's cool and all that, but it's like, you're wasting your life at that point. But like for culinary, that's good. That's just like to go learn for yourself. Like, it doesn't mean you're going to go be a chef somewhere.
Right.
But just for yourself, like to further your knowledge. That would be cool.
Yeah.
And you can cook
I mean, you can get your certificate or you can get like your associates. And then you just go to like the CIA and get your bachelor's. But I don't know. It's really a lot that's involved just even getting your associates.
Yeah. It's pretty. Yeah.
Because you have
it's
to
intense,
do,
right?
You have to do like I think like a midterm, and I think you have to do like not a presentation, but you got to cook in front of
kind of
chef. Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh shit!
Yeah, like that's your thesis equivalent is actually performing.
Yeah, because at St. Philip's they had like a little cafeteria area, like where the culinary school is at, and to pass you have to cook on the line.
Oh dang!
Oh for
serve.
Real?
Oh
shit!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking
and
Hell's Kitchen.
When I got like, when I got the syllabus or whatever, I was looking like, you know, to get your associates. I was like, what the fuck?
What
fuck
the
this
fuck
shit?
Are you doing? Yeah, this is raw. This thing's moving.
I'm just here for the basics.
I just wonder how to make toast.
PBJs today.
Yeah, I just wonder how to make PBJs right because they were made like shit when I was growing up.
But you know, like I learned a lot of cool stuff in culinary school. You know, I don't know. It's just stuff I would have never known or thought to use.
Right, the techniques.
Yeah, or like I've even told you, PT.
Oh yeah,
like certain seasonings go with certain meats.
Yeah, or like
like that, right.
Or the meat, like to defrost. I used to like barbecue straight from the refrigerator.
Oh yeah, instead of letting it
room temp. Yeah, and then when you put Let It Go like room temp, or right above. Oh my!
You look up to get to room temperature.
Yeah, and it changes the whole game. Dude.
Absolutely,
it's a whole lot better.
Because when the meat is like still cold,
it shocks.
You heat it, you shock it, and you toughen it.
Well, it's the same thing with like putting cold fish or meat or anything into a hot pan. It immediately lowers the temperature.
Yeah.
So you want to minimize that too, because then you got a cold pan and you're trying to bring it back up. You're not going to sear it. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little tips like that, super useful.
Yeah.
That I'm sure you learn so much more cool stuff.
Yeah.
But I do think that there's, and this would be good advice for anyone who's, you know, maybe deciding what they want to do, is shadowing or talking to actual people in that industry. Because I remember a buddy of mine, we had talked about starting up a, like a craft beer business. And we had the idea of, a location over by UTSA, because obviously the college kids, beer drinkers, like perfect. And, you know, his thinking was, him and his wife, or more his wife, but like the thinking was kind of like, it would just be me and him running it, and we would make the beer, and then we'd like have it, you know, we'd sell it, and we'd work different shifts and this and that. And just knowing what I knew about business and running like something like that, my thought process was, hire a bunch of people. We're going to need the money, through investors or the bank, to actually be able to scale this, have a bookkeeper, have the employees, make a bunch of beer, sell it. All I want to do is go in and, hey, is everything running tip top? We're good. All right, cool. Manage it. Build a second location off of the first one, sell them both within a time frame, and get the F out. And I remember when I was talking to him, he's like, what do you mean? I said, well, think about it. How many businesses, small businesses, last decades? Not, it's rare. Like you want to build it up and then sell it at the top when it's doing great, not wait until it's dying off and then try to sell it. That's not going to work. But just, it kind of opened my eyes, because it wasn't like, hey, let's put 20 grand in and start a business. My thinking was like, we're probably going to need like $500,000 to make this work, because we need to be able to pay everyone for like 12 months income salary, you know, like. So yeah, it was just completely different scale of the.
It was a different business. It wasn't like a.
But the thing is, it's like in your case with CIA, right? Like, you, let's say you want to be a baker. Well, do you want to be a baker in a bakery, or do you want to open up your own business? Yeah. Because then you're an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. You can't do it all. You can't show wake up at 4 a.m, work, bake all the baked goods, run the register, take the orders, do the catering, go to bed at night, wake up, rinse, repeat for 20 years. It's just not possible.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, is like learning that you want to, is this something you really want to do?
Yeah.
Before you do it. So,
Yeah.
Well, it's a lot easier now to start your own business, like stuff like that. Like,
totally. Yeah.
I mean, you can do it. You just got to start small and then build up.
Yeah.
But everybody, like I said, everybody wants to start at the top.
Absolutely.
I want a business. I want to, business takes 2 to 4 years. I've had a lot of businesses and they failed, but.
Yeah,
it's what you put into it,
and then
and looking keep back, it going. It's because I didn't put into it what I should have. You know, you gotta like, it's a, like with our business. I mean,
with our
it's
business,
hard work.
A lot. Like I'm always working. Like
there's
even,
four
like,
of us, and it's never
like,
ending.
When it's bedtime, I'm still on my phone.
Yeah,
in bed.
It's like what you put into it. You know, some people don't want to work hard. Some people just want to.
Mm. And that's the thing. Like, yeah, it's
sucks.
But that's like what makes a business successful versus not.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, because I think there was even a time where I wanted to open up my own business, like restaurant business, and doing like, I think I either wanted to do like Mexican food or like Italian.
Yeah.
Nice.
But we talked about the food truck. Remember?
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
and
we
then
did.
The, like the bakery goods, like the baked goods, the desserts.
Yeah. And all that like has pros and cons, right? Food truck versus a brick and mortar.
Yeah.
Imagine if you, I mean, because. Think of all these restaurants that got hit during lockdown, COVID during and stuff. COVID, like some of them never made it, you know?
And
businesses
switched,
have been open forever.
To, then they switched to food trucks and all that, like the most successful. Yeah.
So you never know.
Or even like our favorite like taco place, Apetitos.
Like, oh man.
Shout out.
Yeah, shout out. They still haven't opened up their restaurant. They do drive through.
Oh,
but because nobody wants to work.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Oh, I see.
Because no one wants to work.
Nobody wants to work, so they can't open.
You can't find
the restaurant inside.
That was probably the biggest unexpected outcome for these businesses, was once everyone got to stay home, mm-hmm. the value, well, not even got paid, but well, yes, but like the value of your time was like amplified mm-hmm. to such a degree that everyone is like, everyone loved it. You can do what you want. You can pick up a new hobby. You realize mm-hmm. you have interests and things that you would not have had the time to do before. And it's like the Pandora's box is open. Yeah. It's never going back. Because all these people know, hey, if I don't work 40 hours a week, I have a lot more time to me, mm-hmm. to my family, my yeah. kids, whatever. And I can enjoy this and that. And then it's yeah. kind of like...
But then how the fuck are you going to feed them?
I know, right? Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing.
Feed them. That's but, the thing people don't realize.
But that's why like I think those businesses with not professional level, you know, or I guess certain careers, but like all those entry level jobs,
yeah, like all the it's hard jobs
to find some because it's like people know like, dude, this job sucks and I don't have, I can just find something else. I'm out. Yeah. So yeah. having a committed worker is yeah. like.
Or they started getting help like by the government. They stayed on it. It's right. Like why, and that sucks because it's like then like us a UBI? Hard paying. Yeah. Us hard paying. I mean, tax paying people. Yeah. Are supporting them, dude. They just stay home.
Oh, trust me. You don't, yeah. We yeah. don't need to get into the tax talk. That's
yeah, but I'm just saying. It's going to piss us off. Not even just tax talk. I mean, taxes. Fucking
yeah.
Taxation is.
Hey, don't get me started.
I know, dude. I'm like, bro, that's a sore spot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, don't get me started. Yeah. Dude.
That was probably the biggest slap in the face working first job. I think, okay, show of hands. Check. When you got your first check and you did the math, okay, I make this much an hour. I work this many hours.
Yeah,
here's how much my check is. Wait a minute. Yeah. It's $400 less. What happened?
Yeah. I already knew that shit, dude, because I was working for
Uncle Sam.
My uncle taught me that shit. He said, when you get your first check, see, I don't tax you, boy, but when you get your first check, it's already.
Yeah, man. And you can't do anything about it.
But that's when you do research, you manipulate it. Like, all right, I'm going to pay this claim. Well, yeah, just pay enough so you can just take enough to pay
it. I was upset. I didn't look at my pay stub for I don't know how long after that.
Yeah, it's a rude awakening.
Yeah.
I remember, so USAA, when I worked there, they would do their bonuses in February. And so every time in, like, January, before the bonuses would come out, I would claim on my W-4 like exempt. 20 people. I would claim like 10 exempt, or 20.
Dude. I would
like,
do exempt where they don't take nothing.
I don't think we could do exempt.
We can. Yeah, you should be able to. I do it.
Well,
yeah.
But I guess maybe.
I do, bro.
I would put like 20.
Wait, what?
I'd put like 20 right. people, you know. Yeah. And so it was pretty much zero. Mm-hmm. But they wouldn't withhold. And then the bonus, I'd get most of it. But they would still take a certain percentage. And then I would go and, go crazy.
Yeah, I do that when I know.
But yeah, I was like,
exempt.
No, it's all mine. It's all
give
mine.
Give it all up over here, straight to the bank.
Do you pay taxes on that? And then you buy your house, you get taxed on that,
and so you go buy stuff for the house, you
dude. So like, the income tax was never meant to be a permanent thing, dude. That was just instated to help, like during the wartime.
And well, neither was Social Security.
Yeah, and Social Security too. It's all like, that's why like if you fight it, you can get away with it. It just takes forever.
Dude. Well, what sucks is I've never had a job that got a fucking bonus.
Should have stayed in school, dude.
Actually, man,
you weren't doing anything right.
Remember when you got your bonus from Swisher?
Oh, yeah.
That's a sore spot. Let's hear it. Tell the story.
Fruitcake.
I haven't heard the story.
Oh, man.
So I worked for Swisher for a while. I was the only salesperson, but I had to compete against the owner because he'd go out and get sales contracts. So this time that I worked for him, I brought in, the gross revenue was probably close to $100,000.
Hell yeah.
Dang.
And when it came time for Christmas bonus, I got a $25 bonus.
Wow.
Dang. Talk about slap in the face.
$25.
Sounds like a company I work for.
So
no, this is the good part.
I took the $25 and I formed my own business and I competed against him and I kicked his ass.
Man, we took so many of his fucking clients. It was beautiful. Yeah. So it's as my uncle would say, it's the fucking you get for the fucking you gave.
It'd be hilarious because we only had, at that point, there was like 3 or 4 suppliers in town for the supplies that we needed. So we'd run into him and he's like, oh, so you want to set a price war? And it's like, yeah, motherfucker, we'll set a price war because you've got all the overhead of a brick and mortar. I don't.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Go for it. Let's go to, we'll do a price war and then we'll end with a street war. How about that, motherfucker? And then hang on. I need to cut this part out.
So, yeah, that was my big $25 bonus.
So you met PT?
You got one.
So you think Swisher's still in business or you think it's
still in business. They have a different name. If you look, it's the same phone number on their little cards. It's some other name, but it's the same shit. It's the same phone number. I recognize phone number.
If I ever get a terminal illness, I'll take him out for you.
I'll take him out for you right now.
I don't know if the motherfucker's even alive.
Oh, he's calling you.
We're taking someone out. Shit, man. Phone's going off.
I know. We should he's call. Text I know.
Right. Call the number.
Yeah, it was hilarious because...
Oh, yeah. Can I get 2 cases of toilet paper?
Can you deliver it at 2 a.m.? 2 a.m. over here behind this?
That would be funny. That would be like, you know how you hear on the morning shows and they call somebody?
Right.
They
call oh, them. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Here's a tip. If you make somebody sign a non-compete clause, you might want to lock that shit up. Because this dumbass, he left me in charge, but he went to Dallas. The year before that, we went to a conference in Dallas, and even the D and J and the wife, they went along, and we were at this conference. The second year, I didn't get invited to it, so I had to run to the office, and I went into my file. I found my non-compete clause, and it disappeared. And then I left and formed a business to compete.
Yay.
Yep. Wow. That kind of reminds me of, I should have done something with it, but I never did. But they hired me really quickly to onboard me at Amazon, and they never sent me to orientation, and I never signed any NDAs, and there were a few of them. And I remember, like, after I was already working, they kept emailing me and calling me and emailing me reminders about signing my non-disclosure agreements. And I'm like, I would just ignore them. Like, nope, I ain't signing shit, man. And so I could have technically, I guess, just gone on, like, the news or whatever and been like, yeah, man, this shit happened over here and all this and the blah, blah, blah. But I didn't care. And I'd be like, try and sue me, bitches. Like, you know you ain't got that NDA on file. Suck it. So I just never cared, but like, yeah, it was kind of funny that they were very persistent to get me to sign it, and even my director was like bringing it up, and I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, I'll take care of it.
Sure,
like, yeah, yeah, I got it, don't worry.
Put your fucking mask on.
Mask. Yeah, I didn't do that either, man. They try and check the temperature, so I just walk in like, nah, fuck all this, man.
Dude, I would bend over and fucking spread my cheeks. Yeah. Oh shit, wrong. Oh my bad.
Like the UPS driver, they would want us to scan them and stuff, and I would just do the motions for the cameras, and he's like, did you get it? I'm like, bro, it's not even on. Like, come on, let's go. Like, I'm like, he's like, what? He just laughed. I'm like, this is for the cameras, so it looks like we're doing our thing. Like,
that's funny.
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool to see behind the scenes, but yeah, not. I would never, ever again.
Yeah.
How many months did I work there before I was like, fuck this? Not very long.
Two.
And it was cool because their thing was...
Months?
Months?
And it was cool because...
Is that long?
No. Like, so I stopped. It was funny because their process for one of these departments was like... Because they had changed it up while I was there. And basically, you were fighting for shifts with all the other people on your level that could do the same job. And so it was stupid. And I just didn't want to play the game anymore. But if you didn't get so many shifts in a set time frame, then they would like basically terminate you. Like you would get fired, but you were still eligible for rehire kind of thing. And I'm like, that's weird. And so they send me an email, like a warning, and I replied to them contesting it. And I said, hey, you guys changed this process and this and that. I'd be like, I never signed anything agreeing to that. But like because of it, you know, this is what was going on. So I don't consent. Yeah. To being terminated. And then they were like, dude, no one's ever responded to them because basically the email was saying like, hey, this is to notify you. You didn't meet this requirement and you'll be your date of, you know, employment will end on this. And I was like, no, I disagree. In fact, if you guys proceed, then I'll go ahead and go to Texas Workforce Commission and file for unemployment and do, you know, the steps that I need to rectify the problem. And then they sent an email back from like HR or whatever. It's like, we went ahead and, you know, we extended it a month. You're fine. Don't worry about it. And I'm like, okay, same shit happens the next month. They send an email.
Damn, dude.
I responded again. So they were like, dude, the third time they didn't even send that email. I stayed employed with them like on the books for like, I don't know how many years. Before, like, it was just like, I'm still like an employee.
Oh my God.
Yeah, good times. Mm-mm. That's what's up.
I fired better people than you.
Oh man. Yeah.
Yeah, that's another thing, too. I probably would have done. I would have probably like worked a little harder, like in the beginning, you know.
Earlier?
Yeah, like earlier.
Like when it's easier?
Yeah, because I didn't start like until I was like, man, am I like, maybe mid-20s.
Yeah.
But like, I think I probably would have. But, I mean, it's, dude, I don't regret it, though, because, I mean, I was living my life, but,
it's,
I mean, I just wish I would have But I mean, now, I mean, I'm, dude, like I said, I was doing like hard shit, dude. Like
yeah.
Roofing. I was like in warehouses and then I was doing plumbing.
The manual labor
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. And then I just went, Emilio and I went to like the, some like temp agency and he was going to apply for some job. And I met this lady and we became friends. And then she's like, I sent you to the office. And she did, dude. And after that, dude, I just
nice, man.
Became.
But I think people underestemate it, yeah. temp agencies. Like oh, a dude, temp agency.
Now will they're badass, dude.
Yeah, they'll get you your foot in the door.
Yeah, and then you
like,
do the rest.
Yeah,
and that's what I did. Yeah, I fucking self-taught. Dude, when I started, I didn't even know how to turn on the computer.
Dang, like this guy.
Yeah, they were like, turn on. I was like, how do you turn it on? I didn't even know. And then I was like, I got bored, and then I started learning what I would sit with the analysts. I was like clerical support.
Yeah.
So I started sitting with the analysts, and they, like Becky and Cindy and Joseph and all them.
It's all about who
just taught me. Yeah, they were showing me stuff, and then. It's like, hey, can I go to train? I asked my director. She's like, yeah, well, what do you want to learn? I was like, I want to learn everything. So I want to learn I learned Access.
Yeah.
Started building databases. So that's what.
Yeah, dude.
After that, that's it was cool. Like, now I've been doing it for like 20 some years.
That's, dude, that is such a.
Self-taught motherfucker.
It's such a good way to get into places you probably wouldn't have otherwise. Oh, yeah. And I think that's where. Temp agencies, even for me, yeah. I experienced something similar with that. And it's like, it's not what do you do, but who do you know? Like, yeah. who do you rub shoulders
yeah.
with?
Yeah.
Yeah. My job at the security service was because the girl I was dating at the time, her uncle was dating a director or VP for the company. And I was like, hey, I'm looking for a job. And she's like, oh, do you want to work at the, you know, credit union? Oh, and yeah. I was like, doing what? And she's like, I don't know. Like, you can either be a teller, or you can be on the member service side. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I don't want to be a teller. And so, like, this job, like, to be a member service, you'd have to have experience as a teller first before you start working there. And I remember going in for the interview, and they were pretty much like, hey, we're just going through the motions. Like, you got the job, but we what? Didn't go through this. Like, because, you know, you so-and-so recommended
damn, dude, you.
You
got hooked bro. Up. Yeah. I didn't get hooked up. I just – she's let me in. I
no,
did
no,
the
no.
rest of my
but,
own.
But the thing is like, they could have just told you no, right? But, like, the fact that they
– I brought her tacos, bro. So she
yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like,
you got the hookup.
It's a hookup indirectly.
Yeah, but I started at the bottom, though. I started, like, fucking at the bottom. Yeah. I didn't start, like – up here, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, like, and that's the thing is for it kind of opened my eyes to it's like, dude, there were other people who actually applied that had experience.
And
just because I knew this person, I got that job.
That's crazy.
It
sucks when it's not for you.
It does suck. Like, and you know what happens. Like, fuck.
Dude, it happens a lot in the corporate world. Like,
it happened with over here.
Yeah. I mean, it's like at work. I see it all the time. Like, the people that work the hardest don't get promoted, but the ones that
yeah
cry, oh my God, kiss ass, they're like, oh. And then they use other people to
truth,
build
man.
Yeah, that, you know, yeah, dude, I can tell you a crazy story.
No, man, let's hear it. Yeah. Oh, no, I'll tell you after the podcast.
But yeah, it's I just wish I would have, like, although I don't regret not going to college or anything. I'm glad I didn't, because I'm pretty
especially
good.
Now, you don't even need it. Well, not that you don't need a degree,
but back
but,
then, dude, like in the 90s, it was all like they were pushing it, like, go to like, yeah, no way,
big time.
Dude, like. Dude, it's all now you just end up in debt. I don't do people I went to school with, they're still in debt.
Still?
Yeah, still paying off loans, dude.
Fuck.
Because think about it. I mean, you go to school, you know, I mean, not everybody becomes a fucking doctor or something.
No,
big,
I know.
You know
I
mean?
Know. Well, I know mom and my dad, they had their student loans for a long time.
Yeah, it takes
because you never pay that interest down. Yeah. It takes forever.
It takes like 10 to 18 years, they said, to pay
no,
it down.
No, how long did y'all paid it like 20 some years?
Oh, shit.
A long time.
So we graduated. In 89 and probably into the 2000s, early 2000s.
So about 15 years.
Yeah, 15, yeah.
Fuck.
No, but
fuck
we paid extra too, so.
Yeah. Oh, so you paid it off earlier then, but yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I think that's one thing that I would.
The thing is, though, see, our student loans, I mean, not like nowadays. Now these kids are in for 70, 80. Triple six figures.
Yeah, it's wild.
You know, our student loans never were over 15 or 20.
Yeah, and it's like 15,000 a semester, dude.
It's crazy. It's
like that's
well,
how
and also your mortgage wasn't 400 grand either.
No.
Yeah, now it's
all, it's almost impossible for people now. I think the current generation that's just getting like millennials and
yeah,
it's. It's tough, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said, it all depends on your work ethic, too. Because you can do it. There's people that do it. And start at the bottom, dude. You gotta...
No, I know. But I'm just saying, like, it's imagine if you have a bunch of student loans and then you're trying to buy a house
yeah.
and then you have car payments and then kids. Like, bro.
But even at that, like, if you think about it, because I thought about this the other day because I was listening to a podcast. It was like some financial dude was saying that, like, I mean, he has, like, properties like he sells, but he rents because he's like, dude, you're basically, like, it's really never your house, dude. Even when you pay it off, you're still going to pay taxes. Like, always. It's never, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if you just rent somewhere, you're basically just paying it. You don't have to worry about all the other, the homeowner's insurance, the this, the that. You know what I mean? So in the long run, like, he had, like, all these charts, dude, that showed.
Yeah, he divvied it out.
Yeah, like, 15 years. It's like, you save so much money just renting. Of course, you don't have your space. You don't have your thing. But who stays in their house that long anyway?
Well.
Like, our parents did, you know, 20, 30 years, but.
I think I get that. You know I think what I mean? Where I look at it is more of the generational, like, inheritance aspect of it. Because when you're renting and then you die, like, well, now there's a new renter. But if you own your property, then you pass it on to your kids. And whether they keep it or sell it.
You see what I mean?
Like, no. But I'm just saying, like, it's an asset that you can actually pass down versus if you rent, like, you never can. You
give it to them. They're not even going to want it. That's the way they are. Oh, man. Dude, we see it all the time, bro. We see
I'm sure.
Our business, bro.
Dude, could you imagine if we kicked the bucket, no one wanted our house? Like, I'm coming back and haunting someone's ass.
I don't care if they don't want it. They can sell it and keep the money. Yeah. It's their decision, you know?
Yeah. But yeah, it's just, it's different now. I mean, it's just changed. Like I said, 20 years, the world just changed so much. Fuck, like, everything's so different. Just 20 short years.
For the worst.
For the worst,
though, this planet is, dude, get me off this planet.
This realm? Yeah.
Yeah. 2012 is when it ended.
2012, we're all dead.
And we're full circle.
We're all dead.
That Mayan calendar. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's yeah, but I don't regret that. But yeah, there's a lot of things that, you know, I don't know if I would have done them different, but I probably wouldn't have.
You know what's one thing that I wish I had done that I would tell my old self would be to, like, do more photos and more recording.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like
more memories.
Yeah. So my grandpa, he had a video camera and he recorded a lot of, like, Christmas and fishing trips and these like moments, right? That I have a really shitty memory, so it's hard for me to even remember. Yeah. But to see it and watch it is really cool. Same with photos, to go through them. And I've even us, like, you know, C and I,
we don't really take a lot of
video or photo. Right. And I think this podcast is a great example of, like, something people should do, even if it's just for you and your friends and family. Like, because if I were to die tomorrow, at least you have stories to listen to, you know, like me telling
hiding
them.
Hiding in the bush.
Yeah. Hiding in the bush from the green wall. Yeah, yeah.
The farts. Yeah.
Shit in the wall.
Shitting my pants, bro. Like, yeah.
Sitting on a notebook. So you don't stain your shirt. Dude, that was fucking hilarious.
What the fuck?
Gotta improvise. Yo, you haven't listened
to
that episode?
I haven't. No, I'm sorry. I've been busy, okay?
You're in for a treat.
I've been busy with doctor appointments.
Oh, I was thought you were going to say you were looking for that F-35 that went missing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was crazy. They put up a hotline for it. Did you see that?
That's hilarious, dude. Oh, I would definitely, if I found it out in the woods somewhere, I'm stealing some shit off that. Man. I'm fucking taking some knobs or some fucking tire or something, man.
I spray paint it.
Big old dick on the side. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Boobies on one side, a dick on the other.
Why'd you do boobies? No, they're Hershey Kiss cookies.
What about you? Anything else?
So, you know, looking back at it, it is kind of building on top of what Bubble said about friends and the influence. I think, you know, I would tell my younger self, you know, if it did come down to a decision, like, choose family over friends, even though your whole life in high school is friends.
Friends.
Because one regret I do have is right after high school graduation, like, I didn't go eat with my family. I chose to go eat with my friends.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
And I didn't think it was a big deal, you know, at the time. But thinking back at it and then finding out, like, how disappointed my dad was. Yeah. Because he's just, like, so proud of me.
Yeah, they got you there.
Yeah.
It's like, you got you there.
Right. Like, yeah. I just my family for my friends. So.
Oh, damn.
I made up for it, I think. Yeah, it was really crappy of me, and family is gonna be there, like, for you when you really need them, and your friends, like, after high school, like, you know, you probably won't talk to.
Yeah, you don't have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Man, I've made that mistake too.
Yeah.
Like choosing friends or girlfriend over fam.
Yeah. Yeah. I think especially like, for those milestones, you know?
Yeah, because even like my friends in high school, I don't really talk to them now. I mean, I have them as friends on Facebook.
Right. Sure.
But I don't.
Not every day.
You couldn't nobody reaches out to anybody. You don't text them, call them. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. You couldn't be like, hey, I need this. Yeah, I only have like one or two friends like that.
Yeah.
And one was from high school and the other one, you know, I met later. But yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to stay in touch with your friends. I remember reading this article from this guy, and he was a writer for GQ, and I remember him talking about, like, even as celebrities or famous people, like, the limit is 100. 100 people is the most that anyone can actually, like, stay in some sort of contact with. Like, that's the most. And I was thinking, like, dang, fuck bro.
How does he know, dude? Yeah, oh, I he's a shitty person, that's right.
I'm just saying, like, I can't even think of 100 people I keep in contact with, right? Yeah. So I believe it to a sense of, like, yeah, man, I could barely do, like, 30 shit.
Yeah,
so.
I think, like, 30, maybe 30, yeah. 20.
But it really takes a lot of work, like, to keep in contact with, like, friends, even family, like, is a challenge.
Yeah, but then, dude, like, I hate that excuse, like, oh, I was busy, like, bullshit, dude. If someone wants to keep in touch with you, they will, dude. Simple as that. It's true. There's no excuse.
I would say it's more of you weren't on my mind, so I didn't reach out at the time. Like, I don't sit there at the start of my day and go, okay, who's it I want to reach out to today?
No, I'm talking about, like, when they text you and call you.
Oh.
And then you don't fucking reply.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dang. Yeah,
you know what I mean? And you're like, oh, sorry, bro. I was busy. Bullshit.
So I need to get another. Guilty. I need to get a new excuse.
Done it.
Yeah.
Okay. I have to come up with a new excuse.
You know what I mean?
I think it's also unrealistic, like, to expect a response right away.
Well, not right away.
No, I'm going to leave your ass on red for now.
I mean, it's not. I mean, I don't know. It's just weird.
I get what you're saying.
If I can do it, I have fucking kids and 3 jobs and I can reach out.
It's the wrong excuse to
give. Yeah, why can't someone that fucking doesn't have kids not get back to me like within a day?
No, when I'm at work.
Like to me.
Yeah, but you don't work 24/7.
Bro.
True.
You know what I mean? Like you can do when you get home.
If it's like during the day.
Yeah, no. I'm talking about like in general. Like if I text you today and you text me next week.
Oh.
And then I'm like,
yeah, you might as well not reply.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you might as well not reply.
So I've been guilty of this, but I've never given the excuse, oh, sorry, I was busy. I just say, damn, I forgot to text you back, dude.
Like, that's be honest. Like
I read your text and I meant to call you and I didn't.
But you just weren't important enough.
Yeah, I just don't love you.
Pretty much.
I don't love you.
That's basically what it comes down to.
No, it's not. Because here's the thing. No, because like my text messages, like, you know, I get so many. Like from just because I'm
not that important.
No. But it's like I get spammed from all the other shit, like the
all the crap. Yeah,
all the email alerts and hey, we have a sale for this. Hey, you signed up for. So I'm like, fucking stop, dude. Yeah, Temu and BCA and Bear Creek Arsenal, all of them. I'm getting blown up with that shit. So
everybody's shit gets pushed back.
Well, no. It's just my text messages go off so much that I just kind of glance and then I put it back in my pocket. And then you get bumped down from all the other shit that it's no longer visually on my feed. Damn. And so I forget about you. Damn. So then I have to go back and say like, oh, fuck, I forgot to text this guy.
That's why
back.
My shit's on silent on text. My shit's always going off.
Yeah, it's not. It's never intentional. It's never like, hey, you weren't important enough. It's just I got
busy.
But
yeah, like you hear from like a week later, sorry, bro, I was busy. Yeah. Bullshit.
No, you weren't busy. Okay, what were you doing?
I won't say I was busy, but I'm just going to say new phone, who dis?
But you're old. You have an excuse.
Yeah, you have an excuse because you're old.
I got a phone?
Yeah.
We just assume you never heard it. You never heard the text go off.
You never felt it vibrate in your pocket.
We always assume you're always having problems. With your phone.
Yeah, we just assume that you don't know how to use your phone.
That was always frustrating, dude. Dealing with old people and their phones, man. Yeah. I try and be so nice, but fuck, it pisses me off.
Because computers, too.
My generation is going to be the first one that's going to be old knowing how to use phones.
Yeah. But I'm like, why the fuck do you have a smartphone if you can't use it? Man, get this motherfucker.
It's because they don't have do they still have Cricket flip phones?
Get them something. They have a burner phone from Walmart.
But they can't do much with it. Like,
no, that's the thing. They don't need to do much with it.
Dude. My mom. Dude, she gambles on her fucking phone. Whoa. She plays slots, right? Yeah. She's always I go, Ma, I fucking called you. What's up? No, Mijo, I was playing this game. I was on this casino thing online.
That's fine. Yeah, dude. See, that's okay because she can do it.
She can do it, yeah. But the ones that don't.
I don't know. This phone's fucking smarter than I am.
But it's more of like the 80-year-olds and the 90-year-olds.
Yeah, like the older. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Because our grandpa was really like into technology.
Yeah, he
was. So he had like a computer. Yeah, he had a smartphone. He had an iPad.
And he was in his 80s, right?
Grandma couldn't even turn the fucking TV on.
Yeah.
He was in his 80s.
90s.
Oh,
90s, yeah.
But see, the thing is like, that's true. He could do a lot, but he would also...
Oh, he'd click on shit. Yes, he
would accidentally, like, have all this shit open and get malware and, like, all this stuff. I'm like, Grandpa, fuck.
Didn't he used to go, like, to whitehouse.com instead of .gov?
Yes, like, stuff like that, you know?
Whitehouse.
And I remember he had malware on because he would call me and he's like, something's up with a computer. And I'm like, all right, let me go take a look. Dude, it would be so infected with Trojans and viruses and shit. And I'm like, oh, man. And he would tell me that every time he would turn his computer on, they would call his home phone because they would try and tell him like, Mr. from Microsoft, we see you've been hacked and we want to help you. Mm-hmm. And they were, of course, trying to scam him. But so he would never turn on his computer because they would call him right away. And I'm like, let me take it home. I'll fix it, Grandpa. I'll be back.
Get you an Apple.
So I would, right? I should have just bought him a Mac, Windows, man. Dude. Fuck.
People don't realize, dude.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Know, dude.
No, you're right. But I would take it and I'd have to like go through the back and like use all my programs to like just to get
just
into
to clean it up, just to function,
just to fix it,
and it'll never be the same.
Yeah. Well, I could get it restored, but I'm like,
yeah, but then you have to restore.
2 weeks
the whole
later,
thing.
He's clicking on stuff again. I'm like, damn it, Grandpa.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I'm still waiting for. I made a bet with a friend like maybe 12 years ago. He's a big Windows guy and he hates fucking Mac and Apple. Even to this day, he uses Android like a fucking retard. And he's like, I bet you I could hack your shit. I could bring it to your Mac. I'm still waiting, bro.
Still waiting.
I said, break into it. Dude, I got pictures of your wife before you married her on there, dude. And he gets so mad. He tries so hard. And he's like a hacker, dude, and he could never, even to this day.
You should every year.
I even give him my ISP address and he couldn't do it.
Every year that goes by, you should send a picture that's just a little bit less blurry.
I don't
it just
even
gets a
any
little.
Idea.
I know. Yeah. Like, I just no, not of. Not yeah, a, yeah. No, I'm just of a woman. Yeah. And then And then the next year, just a little more clear and a little more clear.
Yeah, I don't think they're together anymore. I don't know. He lives in Seguin, so I don't.
That's funny.
I don't know if he's still even there.
Well, you know what's frustrating for our generation is everything's on the goddamn phone, the goddamn computer. You go to a fucking restaurant, they don't have menus. They want you to. I don't want to do any of that shit.
This QR code.
Gets so bad.
I want to be served. Bring me the fucking bill. Don't show me this.
That's right. I don't do that. I tell them, man, hey, I want to be able, like, I hate that kiosk. When you go to Chili's, bring me a paper. Like,
they have to. Yeah, you're right. Because, and the thing that pisses me off.
Doesn't work half the time.
It's not only that, but it's always disguised as like, oh, we're trying to be more green. Yeah, we're trying to not waste paper. And I'm like, really? I'm wiping my ass in that fucking bathroom with toilet paper and drying my hands with paper towels. Give me a fucking menu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bitches.
Yeah.
And then you found out about the paper straws are more toxic than the plastic ones or whatever. That's hilarious, man.
And then they use that cheap toilet paper, that real thin one.
Oh, it tears up your asshole.
Finger your butthole.
Yeah, dude. It's my...
You accidentally finger your ass because you tear
it. Yeah, next thing
you know, it's what's frustrating
is...
Put
your asshole with your nail.
Going to these sports events for the kids, you can't walk up there and buy a fucking ticket with cash. You got
to
go through all that bullshit.
And
then you got to find it on your fucking phone.
And it's a pain in the butt,
phone.
Too. It's not like
it's easy. It fucking sucks, man.
Yeah, they did that at Noah's, man. They tried
to
do
that.
That
with...
here you go. And then to piss them off, I give them 100. They were so mad. We don't have change. I keep my 100. I'll get my change on the way out. They were so pissed, dude. They were so pissed.
Yeah, but a lot of places, a lot of those stadiums, you don't even have an option.
Yeah.
You got to buy the tickets online.
Yeah, in high school, I think it's all electronic.
Then you got to fucking find them on your email, and then you got to, that's a pain.
But they take cash at the concession stand.
Yes.
That's so stupid. Are you serious?
What the fuck?
Yeah. Yep. Right? Like, go figure.
Do you remember we went to the Manchester concert? They didn't, same thing, no cash. I'm like,
everything's cash.
And I had a whole bunch of cash, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Would you go to Austin 360?
Yeah, Moody's. Mm-hmm. But seeing the thing that pissed me off, but it's like, okay, so what would I have to, if I wanted to buy something, I'd have to like ask a stranger, hey, can you buy that for me with your card and I'll give you the money? Like, what the hell?
Yeah, everything's cashless, dude. Everything's
pissing me off, dude.
Everything's going like that. They're trying to push it, but
I bet you they'll start taking cash if you just walk out.
Some dude was talking about that. Like, there's no way they can do away with cash because that's how they hide all their money, dude. There's no way. And electronically, they couldn't launder it. I mean, yeah, in theory it would be easier, but it really wouldn't.
Dude, it'd be stupid if they do. If they do, like, literally, if they just one day decide they're not, HEB stop taking cash.
Yeah.
I'm just putting my cash on the checkout and walking out.
Yeah, well, that's what's going to happen. Yeah, a lot of people do that.
What are you going to do?
When the machines go
down? I didn't steal it. I paid for it.
Yeah, like when the machines go down.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Like, what the fuck? What do you mean? Like,
and cash is king.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're taking cash now. Like, bitch, you said you weren't taking cash.
Yeah, damn right. So now you want cash? You're going to take the cash. You're going to take this. Yeah.
Alienating our generation because we don't like this shit.
Yeah, they know it's to piss
y'all
off.
And it piss you off, and they're like, they'll be gone soon. Fuck it, let's do it.
Yeah, but we're the ones with all the fucking money.
Yeah, but y'all taught us, so we're like that too.
No, no, no. They're the ones with all the cash stuffed in the mattresses and in the walls.
So all that shit's not going to be good when we find it. Yeah, what the fuck?
It'd be like finding Civil War notes. Well, that's cool, but fucking useless.
Or the shit they pull, like when there's like a coin shortage.
Oh, dude, I love the coin shortage.
I have exact change. Yeah. I'm like,
and that's the bank.
Right. Dude, remember during the coin shortage? I had so many coins. I was probably part of it. I was stacking coins
Well, even banks now, they don't even have, like, you know that banks don't have, they don't have safes anymore. All the new banks.
Oh, really?
They're not built with safes.
Oh, they just have the machines with the money in them?
No, bro. They get money dropped off every morning to facilitate their business every day because.
They just don't keep it on site.
Yeah, but they don't have. But they before, don't have dude, back yeah, they didn't have vaults. They don't have vaults because back in the day, they have all their money there.
And then they get robbed.
It. Yeah, and then but yeah, it's all because of that shit. Because like I took my mom to cash like some big checks, and they couldn't do it, dude.
Yeah,
and it was a big amount, but not a big amount.
I know.
And
what they you were mean. Like, you got to come back. Set up an appointment.
You got to come back. If we don't even have the money, like you, we can give you this much and then write you a cashier's check.
Make an appointment.
Yeah, and then I asked the lady, the branch manager lady. She was pretty cool. And she was telling me, like, yeah, we don't
hold cash.
They bring money every morning, and it hasn't come today.
I would have cashed your check for you.
Dang.
Yeah, now you should fucking tell me.
I cashed your check.
Money heist. Right. Now you tell me. Money heist me.
It looks like I'm going to follow someone home today.
Yeah, it looks like we're breaking some walls tonight. Uh-huh. Cutting some mattresses open.
Someone's what getting day, butt what time? Fucked tonight.
What day, what time?
Someone's getting date raped tonight.
Yeah. Which branch?
What's in this drink you gave me?
Yeah, feeling a little woozy. This happened. Crazy. This feels like the last time I woke up with my ass hurting.
Oh, wait, hold on. Is your ass supposed to hurt when you drink tequila? But yeah, I don't think that we'll never go. I think it's all just fucking fear mongering, dude.
Like, I don't know, man.
Cash,
but it pisses me off.
The whole AI thing. Dude, like, go do your research on that. It's not even that advanced as they're saying it to be, dude.
The AI?
Yeah, it's not, dude. It's all just fake shit, bro. It's fake. No, dude, there's so many scientists, like fucking people that are actually doing research on it. They're like, we can't do that. We can never get it to be that smart. Like, there's no way, dude.
So then I'm using the D-Wave quantum computer.
Nah, dude, they say that's all fucking...
It's all bullshit.
I don't know. I mean... I'm open to anything, but I mean, I've seen some crazy shit.
All I know is it pisses me off when I'm ready to go do self-checkout and that fucking thing says credit only, no cash. Now, fuck that. You're going to take these bills one way or another.
They have some that do and some that don't.
I'd play dumb, too. I'll just be there and, like, you know, start trying to put my cash in there. And then they're like, sir, this one doesn't take cash. And I'm like, I don't know. That's all I have.
Como?
I don't have my debit card. I don't have his cash. Okay, come over here. I'll check you out at my... And they have to manually scan everything all pissed off. Yeah. And I'm just there like...
No, I hate when you fucking scan something, bro, and you put it on the thing and it still doesn't... It goes... Like, you need to put it on the thing. And you're like, it's on the fucking scale. Like, it's on there and it keeps... Like,
I'm part of the reason why they got rid of the skip bagging option.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, that was my bad.
Fucker.
Yeah, sorry about that. All I can tell you is it was nice while it lasted.
Yeah, I hate that, dude.
Buying the PS5s for the price of bananas?
You can only skip one time and that's it.
Well, shit, what's the secret?
So you basically point a laser pointer until it breaks.
Yeah, but it's just frustrating for our generation to go everywhere. Fucking parking garages, fucking you need to use a card. Everything, everywhere you go, they want a fucking card, man.
Yeah, it's
swiper,
annoying.
No swiping.
I mean, we can't take fucking rocks, dude, like back in your day. 3 rocks to park.
Where they would cut the corners off of the coins like roam. Like, yeah. Clip it, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, times are changing, man. And it, like I said, like, dude, 20 years, 25 years, it's changed it, so much.
It, it really has.
Yeah, but look at your kids. Cash is not a big thing with them. They're
Oh, dude, they do
they do Cash App, right?
Yeah, it's all Cash App. Send me Cash App. When the kids go work with us, Cash App me. Like, I'll send them a Cash App and they have a card. That's what I was telling them the other day. Like, all the kids have Cash App cards.
Fuck that.
Just give them, like, cash. No, I mean, just give them Cash App.
Someone tells me Cash App me, I just look at them like, the fuck did you say?
What's that?
The fuck is that?
And then you go in the kids' room and there's fucking money, especially the little one. She's got money everywhere. You will go in a room, like, God dang, you got more cash than I do, like, because I don't like to carry cash.
Yeah. Hey, she's definitely part of our family. Yeah.
She's got, like, fucking cash laying on fire.
We got cash all over the place.
Yeah, like TOC in a room, like when they're there, hey, Dad, I got all of her money and put it right here. And he's got a stack of, like, he goes, like, Dad.
$4,000
He's like, Dad, you might want to hide that. I said, why? She's got, like, some 20s in there and a 10. I was like, what the fuck? She had like $80-something. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's funny. She's got more fucking money than me and I got a job. I'm like, there you go, fucker. You're doing something wrong. But yeah, she, they need cash everywhere. Yeah.
Or even then, like, because with the business, they'll be, they'll check out and they'll be like, okay, Apple Pay. I'm like, no, we don't
cash
app,
do that. We don't do that.
Cash your card.
I refuse to do that. Yeah. It's just more, one more the accountant of the business.
Yeah, yeah.
It's another thing I got to like track and
minimize
And then do all that and account for it. And it's just like, nope.
And it's funny because when I tell them cash or credit, and they'll be like, okay. So they pull out their Cash App card and then they're on their phone trying to unlock it so they can use their Cash App card. Because I guess like it locks.
Oh, I don't know. Mine doesn't lock. The fuck? Yeah, they're probably moving money.
Card?
They're probably moving money from their account to their Cash App.
Oh, really? Because a lot of times they say, like, oh, let me unlock my card real quick. I'm like, okay.
Well, no, or just carry cash, ma'am. Yeah. Sir, just carry cash.
Or use a fucking debit card like a bank.
There's an actual Cash App card.
Yeah, there's an actual card, yeah. Mm-hmm. You can design your own. I think I have mine.
It's got a big dick on it.
Yeah. And boobies.
Hey, yeah,
and
boobies. It's got a picture of your butthole on it.
Yeah. So I know that. Swipe it. Wait a minute.
Hey, I recognize that.
It's not hairless.
Hang on. Every time I'm drying off and looking in the mirror, I notice that.
It's not hairless in my dream, it is.
That was before I bleached it.
Cut or uncut? Oh,
wow. He's cut, but uncut.
This motherfucker got more cards. Dude, he got like a 52 card deck right there, man.
I got more cards over here.
What the fuck?
Pick one, anyone. Pick one.
Oh, shit.
What is it, an alien?
It is a dick.
That's hilarious.
Holy crap.
Are those the ones that probed you?
Yeah. Is the one in the middle.
He's the one that got you?
He was cut, but uncut.
He used his long ET finger. The other ones,
did you draw it yourself?
Yeah, you can draw it online.
Hey, bro, the other aliens were like, we can't get these too deep. And then the middle goes, I will take care of it. He has the extra long finger.
Save some ass for
I'm
us.
I'm so blown away. I can't believe there's a card. I thought it was just an app.
No.
You get a free card.
Hey, it says tap it.
Oh, you do?
Tap it. Yeah, it's got all that, dude. You can. I mean,
I want to see the dicks.
It's pretty good, though, because, like,
tap it.
It's cool because, like, we do fantasy football, right? So, like, a lot of times we're busy, and, like, when I do my league or something, at the end of the season, I just, hey, Cash App me. So everybody Cash Apps me. I don't have to meet with anyone. And, like, if you win, I just Cash App you what you win.
Yeah.
Or, like, if you owe people money or, like, you know, like the other day when we were playing poker, remember? The guy was, like, he didn't have any cash.
Just take a picture of it.
He's like, you take Cash App? Okay. And I'm like, yeah. So he sent me the Cash App, and then I gave him cash money.
You got $50
and then he bought chips. Huh?
You got $50 on...
What the fuck, dude?
Dude, he added it to his Apple wallet.
Damn car, dude. Hey, really? You know all the charges for OnlyFans?
The old man who claims not to know or not to like using stuff like that.
Yeah, he just plays stupid, dude.
Yeah, you know how to use it.
I'll send him an OnlyFans. Right, so pick
for all of our listeners, the actual thumbnail of this episode is PT's Cash App. If you want to send him some cash, feel free.
It's going to a good cause.
Yeah. Basically, what we just did to you is like what Starbucks does. We just shoved a tip option.
Yeah, just like a tip.
Sir,
being forced to tip.
Okay. Did you need a straw and a napkin with that? Okay. So go ahead and there's gonna be a question you need to answer first.
For tip. No, fuck you.
Yeah, dude.
Oh yeah, they do that at Dutch Bros. Too.
What do they say? Yeah. There's a question before you check out.
Yeah, there's tips. Everyone tips for everything, dude.
What's up with that? Who fucking drinks that much coffee at 9 o'clock at night, man?
This fool right here.
D.
You got a problem with it?
Ass, yeah.
What the fuck? I'm paying your Social Security. Let me drink my coffee.
No, you don't even have a fucking job, man. You pay my Social Security.
Whoa, shots fired. Wow. Damn. Mic drop. No, knock the mic over, dude. Knock it over.
Your rebuttal is.
Hey, don't cut this shit out.
Speechless.
And don't edit it. Wow. What? Ladies and gentlemen, no, that actually, is the touche, host being sir. Speechless.
No. Touche, my
I'm
friend.
Collecting on the shit I paid 30 years ago.
No, what yeah. you paid 30 years ago is no longer there. You're oh, it's using
gone?
Our money.
It's been gone. Yeah.
I can't remember the last money. Time our host was speechless.
I know, right?
Okay, y'all need to work 2 and 3 jobs then. Shit. I need my money.
That's what I do.
Well,
I don't pay taxes on all my jobs. But
well, no, our podcast lasted 9 episodes. That was cool. Fuck this shit.
Cycle
yeah, man. Fuck that. This shit's over.
Take over. We don't. I got a producer.
Hey, you're going to see a bunch of my podcast equipment on OfferUp.
Damn. Hey, I'll buy it off for you. Here, take my Cash App, dude. How much for everything?
Yeah,
go ahead and split it 4 ways, 5
give
ways.
Give me the full price for everything. Yeah,
we got cash right here. Here's my bank. Here's my bank.
I only take credit, sir.
No. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah, but it is weird. Like cash you out. Said, like you're like my dad always carried cash. I mean, my dad would carry like.
Oh yeah,
$2,000-$4,000 in his pocket, dude. So like growing up, we would always like sneak in the room. Like my mom was saying the other day,
man,
that they used to do that. I go, yeah, it was payback. My brother and I used to do that to my dad. Like we'd sneak in there, and he'd come home drunk, take like a 20 here and there. Yeah,
man, you get shot doing that shit.
Man. Yeah, man, lose a
or
hand.
Your hand get cut off.
Yeah, man, lose a thumb.
Stealing his weed. Yeah, but yeah, it is true. It's kind of. I don't think they can ever take cash away, dude. I don't think they could. There's too many like small business, dude. There's a lot of people that refuse to even have. Square. There's
know.
A lot of places that just take cash.
I don't know, because think about it. All that has to happen is collectively businesses stop accepting it, and you got nothing. There's nothing you can do about it. Like I heard Citibank just today or yesterday or coming up tomorrow, something like that they just rolled out exchanging your balance in your bank account into tokens for CBDC to transfer to other banks. Now, it's not personal accounts, but it could go that way.
Now, I'm not a fucking lawyer, but I know a little bit. They can't do that because when you sign your contracts, it wasn't based on that.
No.
It has to be written. I know, but the thing is like...
The option, though.
No. But the thing is, if they force it on you. Like,
no.
Everything
yeah, not
goes
forced.
Digital currency, and they're like, everything goes digital currency, no cash, no nothing. Dude, all those contracts, they're
I
all
heard they updated all the terms and agreements, though.
No, but they can't. I mean, you have not when you sign your mortgages and all that and your cars, because that's what a lawyer was saying on this podcast, dude. Yeah, dude, they couldn't do that.
They have to accept cash?
They have to, dude. That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of shit that, you know, they're just scaring people, dude. They can't just do it.
That's probably what it is. They just need enough people to go with it.
Yeah,
to where,
enough. Like, and then they need, like, 60% of the people to be in fear.
Right.
You know, but... That's the thing, like anything. How do you control society? You scare the shit out of them, dude. Yeah, but that's what the guy was saying about. He was a lawyer, actual lawyer. He's like, they could never like force everyone to go to the digital currency because the contracts are, they're not written for that.
Yeah.
Like they're not, and then they can't. That's not something they can update on. Like, oh, we got new terms of service. No, they can sneak in all the shit. Like we're gonna spy on you and all that bullshit. But as far as like paying your shit, so when they come to collect your mortgage, like, okay, here's my. No, we don't take checks. We don't take cash. No bullshit. I didn't agree to that.
But I think that's a little different in the sense of like no one really pays. I shouldn't say no one. I don't know many people that pay their mortgage in cash or pay their car note in cash. Like most of it's all done through online.
But it's your cash. It's not digital currency.
No. Right.
You know what I mean? So you know what I mean? So like they can't switch your cash right. in your bank to digital currency.
Yeah. I'm talking about how you're right. I'm just,
you know what I mean?
I'm
it's
just
too
saying
different.
Like,
it's too different. It's like apple and oranges. They
right.
can't tell you agree to pay in apples. You can't pay in oranges.
Right. No, I'm just saying like, yeah. I think that I could see stores and local.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's kind of
not
shit, yeah.
taking cash.
Not taking, all right. And then what happens? They lose business. You got to question everything, dude. You have to.
I think that's another good life lesson to stand up for yourself. I have another quote for y'all.
Oh, let's hear it.
Yeah.
Shit.
Says, never be a spectator of unfairness or stupidity. The grave will supply plenty of time for silence.
Yep. Yeah. Word. That's me.
That's, dang, that's true.
That's true. You got to speak
up. Yeah, because
like, yeah.
you can't go back.
Yeah, sometimes,
speak,
dude, I'll
speak
up.
Like,
I don't give a shit, dude. I don't know.
I think that's a big one because a lot of people don't.
Yeah, so many injustices that just happen, dude, because people don't speak up. It just takes one person to say something. And then the thing is, so let's just say here, he's trying to pull some shady shit on us.
Yeah, again?
And everyone, again, he's trying to check your ass again, right? And it's all fucked up for all of us, right? And guess what? If none of us say anything, it's going to happen. But if I say something, it's going to prompt you to be like, oh, yeah, fuck that. Yeah. You know, so. Mm-hmm.
People that are just strong in their, like, confidence will stand up for other people. They're just strong naturally. And I think, like, you need that because there are people who want to stand up for themselves, but they're unable to.
Or they don't have the confidence.
Right. They're too afraid to.
Yeah.
But when someone else recognizes it and steps in, it really does. Like, it should be happening.
Yeah.
Like, there should always be someone that's like, nah, fuck that. Like, this is wrong.
Because not even, like, even most of the time, it's not even the biggest person in the room, dude.
No, you're right. You're right. That's right. I'm the weakest person. Yeah, I take that back. Like, I just mean in the sense of, like,
someone that's, like, just
like, you're just confident. a strong character.
Like, strong. Yeah. Like me. Likes to fight with everybody.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's.
Yeah, it sucks, though. But, yeah.
But you're right. Like, calling someone out or you see something happen and you're like, hey what the fuck, dude?
What are you doing?
Like,
yeah. Because they're not going to do it, you know?
Right.
And some people just aren't like that. It's not in them to, like, you know, like,
they just want
to
avoid
or they don't want confrontation.
Right.
Like, they don't want to confront anyone. They don't want that. Like, not me, man. I'll be the first motherfucker. I'll get my ass killed or shot. But
I'm more passive aggressive, but I'll say something, but I usually do it in more of
you just walk behind the thing. Not me. I'll be like, wait, you're fucking break.
That's
what?
A perfect example. Did we ever share that story?
Yeah, on the podcast? When you went behind the cake. Yeah, you're trying to make your own fucking cake.
Yeah,
I would have shot you, bro.
They got hair
everywhere. If I was behind you, I would have been like, what are you doing, sir? He's trying to step away from the bun cake.
He's trying to steal that unicorn cake. Fuck that.
Put that cookie down. you're right.
I think she's in the shower. Howard, you want to go check?
I hate that movie, dude.
I fucking love that movie.
I hate that movie.
You love it, dude.
Stupid.
When there's like, it is super terrible. Oh, that's the international version.
Hey, the other day we turned on Hallmark Channel just for shits and giggles. And they're playing the fall.
Oh, yeah.
The fall one. Yeah. It's on. It started.
Yeah, because I subscribe to
subscribe to the
YouTube TV. Right. I subscribe to it for the football.
Yeah, oh, you're telling me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess so you're getting Hallmark? A new subscription.
Give me your login.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Pay me, bro. Let's go half, bro.
We'll go half. Hey, so.
It's 82. It's 82 a month.
Yeah, but no, never mind. Keep it. No, we're good. No, we'll watch reruns on some free website.
Dang.
You know, I could spend that on ammo.
He was right.
I could spend that on ammo.
Yeah, I'm just doing it for football season. I'll cancel it after 4 months.
But was it like new Hallmark new movies?
Yeah.
But it's
all watch them?
But it was like fall.
Did you actually watch it?
I think we watched it for like a little bit.
Yeah, it was kind of corny. But we'll wait till Christmas. We'll wait till November and then we'll watch that shit.
Yeah, can't wait for the CGI Sonal.
We should do a movie night, Hallmark movie night.
Oh, yeah, we should.
Yeah.
I'm down.
But we're not actually watching the movie. We're just
critiquing Mystery Science 3000, right?
Like, that's weird. That guy's, is that guy cross-eyed? What's going on with her eyebrows? That's weird. She got a lumpy ass.
And look at that fake cup of coffee.
Yeah. It's not even steaming.
It's not even heavy.
Yeah.
They pick up the water in there. It's iced tea. It's not liquor.
We should do that. We should critique it.
We should just talk shit like a Mystery Science 3000.
Damn.
We could, and then upload it on YouTube, like as it's had, like a live stream of just talking shit about some Hallmark movie.
That'd be great. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do that, dude. That's not right.
Your mom would come back and haunt your ass. Yeah.
Man. I just can't watch them. They're too shitty.
They're nostalgic for me.
They're so shitty.
Yeah, my mom watched them like.
They're so stupid.
They couldn't wait till Christmas in July, man. Watching that shit in July.
Oh, yeah. You have fun.
Damn.
I would just sit there and be like, so this motherfucker's a prince or royalty somehow, and he's going for this average ass chick. Like, man. No way.
He gets all the good grade A pussy, so what? He just wants normal pussy.
No, bro. No.
Yeah, he's
he wants peasants. He wants a peasant.
Nah,
because I saw him. Because I saw the way he looked at the butler, and he's that dude ain't even interested in women.
He ain't fooling me.
Well, it's like on Hallmark. It takes them 2 hours before they kiss. Real life is like 2 hours before they fuck.
Are you listening to this?
She'd be pregnant in an hour. One day, 1 week knowing me, you'd be pregnant.
Dang, man. Yeah, it doesn't show anything real.
I mean, but it's, dude, for me, it's nostalgic. So, like, I remember when your mom, when we first, we were talking one time, we were having dinner, and that came up. She was like, you like that? You like those? this one don't like it. I'm like, I'll sit there and watch it. Nobody likes it. I love that shit.
You watch these movies and you think, oh, that'd be awesome. I want fairy tale. But then you realize, like, in the movie, none of these motherfuckers work or have kids. They don't have a real life. Like, they don't have real shit.
Or their kids are cool and they listen. They don't cry. They don't start shit.
They all have nannies. So I guess you can do shit like that.
Right.
Yeah, that's all I mean.
They're not supposed to be real. They're supposed to be lovey and touchy-feely. Yeah. And, you know,
but they never touchy-feely. Wants. It takes too long to get touchy-feely.
It takes 2 hours.
I'm only touchy-feely when I need it. That's real life, bro.
It's like, I would just kiss her.
Yeah, man. I'm fucking tired of all this.
I'd be sticking
it's supposed to be like heartwarming,
ear.
You know?
Yeah, man.
As make long you as you understand, it's not
But it's true, though. It gives women that false of, like...
Like, this is what I want.
Oh, my God. I can't wait
to
that.
No, you can't blame the Hallmark movies for
that. No, it's not that. No,
I feel like Disney movies with the prince and the princesses. That starts it. That builds it up.
I would never let my kid watch Disney movies.
Yeah,
Disney.
No way. Hating dicks everywhere. Yeah, it's crazy.
There's not going to be a prince that's going to come and save you. If you want to get somewhere in life, you got to do it yourself.
Oh, shit. Why are you looking at me?
Well, I'm right here. What the fuck? Your prince is right here.
I'm just saying it like it is. All right, girls.
I don't know if you know this, but you can only die once.
Hey, I need y'all to turn around real quick. that's true. Yeah, there's no.
But I mean, dude, it's fun. I get a kick out of watching them.
I want to see this.
Well, now,
fall
like
one.
It means more now than it did.
Yeah, for you, right?
Yeah,
yeah, because right, as a mom.
Yeah. No,
but,
yeah.
I mean, me, it's like I miss my mom, so I watch them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's true. It's even more now. Like,
I'll still critique them while it's happening.
Oh, yeah, we do too.
100%.
We start laughing.
We laugh.
Hey, and if I'm working and she's watching, I'm like, fucking kiss her, bro. Fucking bang her with me. I'm like, yelling from my desk.
Just whip it out already. Yeah, what the fuck?
Here, put it on her fucking lap. I bet she'll like it.
Let her know what's up.
Yeah.
Your mom would get so mad at me because I'd be making comments.
Talking shit. Like, yeah, me too. Up, me too.
Yeah. No, I do too. Shit.
Spoiler alert. You know what? I would Google that shit and I'd give her a spoiler alert. And so I know how it ends.
Yeah, that's how D is too. Yeah. He'll predict it and then he'll be right. Dude, you ruined it for me.
It'll hit me like in the middle of the movie. I'm like, he's the motherfucker right there. Look, watch. And then it happens. I'm like, yes, I called
it. He planted that mistletoe.
It didn't take a genius to figure out they were all the same.
You go, wait a minute, I've seen this episode. I've seen this movie. No, wait, this is the first premiere release. No. I've seen this like 5 times.
The same plot.
Are you sure this is the same movie?
Same plot, man.
It's just plot, a different
place.
Different place.
It's just, this time it's a black guy instead of a white guy.
Oh, that, last year they had black people. This year it's white people.
Yeah, it's changing it up. Who started this?
He did, dude.
Oh, third.
Man walks into his son's rooms and his son's in the corner jacking off and he goes, son, you need to stop that or you're going to go blind. The little boy says, Dad, I'm over here.
Oh, my God.
It's such an old dumb joke,
so
man.
Stupid, dude. I heard that again.
He still gets a kick out of it.
He can't help himself.
Oh, wait till you hear the nun joke.
Oh, gosh. What, anything else? Any other life advice? We didn't really give that much. We kind of talked about a bunch of other shit.
Yeah, don't be a follower.
Yeah, I mean, don't be a follower. Don't stress. Don't sweat it. Enjoy life. Slow down.
Yeah.
Live
don't worry
in the
about
moment.
The money.
Yeah, don't worry about the money.
Drink a lot of beer.
Drink a shitload of beer.
Stand up for yourself.
Stand for yourself.
Value your family over friends.
Yeah, family over friends, because you'll never get that time back, especially now, like, you get older, people start passing away, and, like...
Your family will always be there.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
your family will always have your back, no matter what. And try not to be judgmental when it comes to your family. Like, just... Sometimes people just need someone to listen to them. Like, don't be that friend where you're like, oh, yeah, I fucking told you about it. No, just shut the fuck up and listen.
Yeah.
Sometimes people just need you to listen, not judge.
Yeah, and don't give advice unless it's asked for.
Yeah, exactly.
And never trust a fart.
Yeah, that's mine.
That's definitely a good one.
On that note, I gotta go.
All right, hang on. I'm gonna risk it. I'm rolling
chair.
The dice. Rolling the dice tonight.
You do have plastic on this chair, do you?
Farts aren't supposed to be warm and moist.
No.
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 Shit.
So, so if you're free this weekend, we'll go to the nursing homes and get some pamphlets.
Yeah. How many times have you shit
Patriot
your pants?
Heights?
Yeah. We could swing it for at least.
a few months before they got
through all your inheritance.
Before they got to take
you assisted or independent living.
It's a we could. Hey, where's Kevorkian? Is it Washington or Oregon?
Damn. Hey, I'm not. You know, I'm the only quiet one.
Yeah.
I'm the quiet one.
We're the quiet ones.
Don't you dare change that, Will.
Change it.
All right. Well, we hope you all enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Again, back in our day. Thanks for listening and being loyal listeners. We hope to see you at the next episode. Don't forget about the questionnaire, the poll at the end. And if you have any suggestions, feedback, stuff you want to hear us talk about, drop it in the comments. But as always, we look forward to seeing you all at the next episode. Have a good one.
Bye.
Later.
Bye.
Bye now.